a new medical school could be coming to the University of Georgia. From Athens News Matters and the WUGA Newsroom, this is Athens Today for Thursday, January 11th. Good morning, I'm Martin Matheny. Governor Kemp has proposed spending $50 million for a medical school at the University of Georgia. Jeff Dontre has more.
The announcement came during an annual address to the Georgia Chamber of Commerce, where the governor revealed $1.8 billion in added spending on infrastructure, which includes additional training for physicians and dentists. The AJC reports a consultant's 40-page analysis found a medical school at UGA is financially feasible and can secure the financial resources to operate such a school. The report highlighted UGA's wide range of undergraduate and graduate-level programs, its growth in research funding, its fundraising capability, statewide reach, and the existing medical school partnership as among the reasons it could support a new medical school. The plan considers transitioning the current medical school partnership between UGA and Augusta University to a standalone, independently accredited UGA medical school, enrolling the first students as early as the fall of 2026. The plan requires numerous sign-offs, including the state legislature and the Georgia Board of Regents. In addition to proposing a medical school at UGA, Kemp also wants to spend $178 million to create a new public dental school at Georgia Southern University. Other infrastructure improvements include allotting $1.5 billion to the Georgia DOT before June 30th to speed up planned road work and establish a freight infrastructure program. Of that money, $200 million would go to cities and counties. Another $250 million would be set aside for improvements to water and sewer systems in Georgia.
The Athens-Clark County Mayor and Commission met this week for a work session. WUGA's Emma Auer has a recap.
At Tuesday night's meeting, the Mayor and Commission heard from Bill Mosley, a lawyer with an outside law firm who will be representing the county in upcoming negotiations with the Firefighters Union. Mosley reviewed the Firefighters Mediation Act, a state statute that governs the negotiation process between unionized firefighters and municipalities. He anticipated a few issues, especially with the timeline laid out by the act.
What if we don't reach agreement within 30 days after the start of negotiations? The statute doesn't tell us what to do if that's the situation.
Mosley went on to suggest that most negotiations take over 400 days. Also discussed during Tuesday's work session were the results of Athens-Clark County's illegal dumping abatement efforts. Tony Huff is the leader of the county's illegal dumping and surveillance program, which seeks to curb the illicit disposal of solid waste. Cameras placed throughout the county have resulted in legal action.
And so since the end of last March through the end of December, we have sent 97 violations to the code office, hopefully for a citation.
The county has 45 total cameras placed in public rights of way, county recycling drop-off sites, and private properties. More information can be found at keepathensbeautiful.org.
The Georgia Department of Education has identified three Clark County schools that qualify for additional state support. Alexia Ridley has that story.
States are required by federal law to report schools that scored lowest on the 2023 CCRPI, or College and Career Readiness Performance Index, for additional support. The State Department of Education named Betty H. Holston Elementary, Whit Davis Elementary, and Coyle Middle School. All three schools will receive state support and monitoring and will be reevaluated after 3 years.
In sports, UGA women's basketball hosts Alabama tonight, 7 p.m. tip-off at Stegman Coliseum. Meanwhile, UGA men's basketball was victorious at home last night. They dispatched the Arkansas Razorbacks 76-66. This marks the 10th straight win for the Bulldogs. Next game is the Tennessee Vols in town on Saturday, tip-off at noon at Stegman Coliseum. And in NBA action, the Atlanta Hawks in overtime outdueled the Philadelphia 76ers last night. Final score, 139-132. Five Hawks players scored in the double digits. Four of them had a double-double. Atlanta hosts Indiana tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.
This week on Athens News Matters, we'll speak with a University of Georgia professor about this winter's COVID surge.
So it's still pretty hard to say how large that surge for COVID-19 is going to get, but we expect it to peak after the flu epidemic peaks.
That story and more, Saturday at 10 a.m. on WUGA.